Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Hold Your Tongue by Deborah Masson. Published by Penguin Random House in 2020, today's book is all about shame, revenge, and tongues. After 12 months, Eve is returning to her job as detective inspector with the Aberdeen Police after an incident which led to the paralysing of her partner and good friend Sanders. Riddled with guilt and self-doubt, Eve comes back to work just as the body of a young woman is found in a hotel room, brutally murdered with her tongue removed and a newspaper article pinned to her body. Keen to redeem herself, Eve jumps headfirst into the investigation. Ignoring the pressures from the press and the grumblings of her own team, many of whom don't want her back on the force. As the investigation continues, Eve and her team are at a loss. Then another victim is found and their only suspect turns out to be a dead end, and there seems to be links back to what happened to Eve and her partner Sanders a year earlier. Eve begins to wonder if this is all about her, and while those people responsible for Sanders' injuries are all in jail, she's desperate to find the link. But is this all a distraction? And with no other leads and a pattern emerging, how can she find the murderer before the next victim arrives? Hold Your Tongue is a tense police procedural novel set in the cold, icy streets of Aberdeen. It has all the elements of a great crime novel, but with a lot more depth in the characters. There's a serial killer on the loose with brutal clues to solve and distrust within the police and leaks to the press. The crimes are gory and twisted with a strange theatricality of their own, but what makes Hold Your Tongue different is Eve's backstory and her guilt about what happened to Sanders. With her friend and colleague now paralysed, Eve is plagued by guilt and rather than hiding, she goes to visit Sanders regularly, more by way of punishing herself than actual recovery. But even before the attack on Sanders, Eve had her own demons, a blind rage due to her own family history, which contributed to the situation. Eve has felt shame from the moment she was born, and solving crimes is the only way she can possibly make it all better. The story is also told from the perspective of Mians, a new member to Eve's team who has already heard her story and taken an instant dislike to her new boss. She shows us Eve from the other side, and despite the sympathy the reader has for Eve, we see how her actions appear to others, self-centered and uncaring in how she seems to have been given a second chance she may not deserve. And meanwhile, we get glimpses of the murderer's mind, the blood and tragedy from his own childhood, and the corruption of a mind through grief. So if you like bloodthirsty crimes, lies, guilt, complex characters, and demons from the past, I recommend Hold Your Tongue by Deborah Masson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.